USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden said Friday that his COVID relief bill will pass with or without Republican support. Today, Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, indicated that the White House is open to a compromise, telling CNN State of the Union.
We welcome input to say where we may have not gotten everything right, where we could be more effective. Certainly, that's part of the process.
Senator Bernie Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's willing to compromise, but the time to act is now.
The issue is not, bipartisanship. The issue is, are we going to address the incredible set of crises and the pain and the anxiety which is in this country? If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises. That's great.
10 Republican senators are out with a plan of their own today that's roughly a third the size of Biden's proposal. The senators are requesting a meeting to begin bipartisan negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Schoolgirls who were kidnapped in West Africa years ago have finally escaped.
Some of the missing Chibok girls who were abducted in Nigeria have escaped the African militant group Boko Haram, according to their parents. Officials of the Chibok Parents Association said some of the more than 100 girls still missing after the 2014 mass kidnapping have now fled from their captors. Boko Haram raided a boarding school in Chibok, Nigeria, and abducted nearly 300 schoolgirls. The mass abduction prompted global outrage and widespread social media campaigns condemning the kidnappings and demanding the girls' return. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A gunfight in the East African capital of Mogadishu is playing out between Somalia security forces and armed gunmen at a hotel. Authorities say a car bomb exploded at the gate, followed by gunfire inside. Occupants are being rescued. It is unclear whether there are casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A search is underway for a skier feared buried in an avalanche in Utah. Authorities say two friends skiing in backcountry outside a resort in Park City triggered the avalanche. One of them was buried. The other attempted to dig their friend out. Search and rescue crews have had to leave the area due to the conditions. A skier died after being buried in several feet of snow at Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort in California. The Sierra Nevada mountains have been getting hammered by a snowstorm. Meanwhile, a snowstorm set to move from the Midwest to the East Coast.
Over 100 million people that are going to be impacted. And I really want everyone to take a look at D.C., Philadelphia, New York City. Right now, you're sitting under a winter storm warning. I do think this transitions into a blizzard warning later on tonight going into your Monday.
That's MSNBC meteorologist Janessa Webb. Winter weather alerts are in effect from Minnesota to Maine. FEMA has asked the Pentagon to send 10,000 U.S. troops to support vaccination efforts at 100 sites nationwide. The first sites are expected to be up and running by the middle of February. The goal is to administer 450,000 vaccinations a day. President Joe Biden has said the goal is to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of summer. A 70-year-old Tennessee man accused of killing two fellow duck hunters was found dead in a rural part of the state on Saturday. 70-year-old David Val accused of fatally shooting 25-year-old Zachary Grooms and 26-year-old Chance Black. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.